The Seattle Police Department was in front of a federal judge Monday. It was an important step in SPD's reform. Remember, the department's under federal orders to deal with its improper use of force. KUOW's Paige Browning has been following the hearing. Hiya, Paige.
Hey, Bill.
Remind us, if you will, what led to the federal government getting involved with SPD's reform efforts in the first place?
Sure. Well, as you alluded to, about 5 years ago, the Federal Department of Justice identified patterns of excessive force within the Seattle Police Department. So coming out of that, the DOJ and the city made an agreement, they call it the consent decree, basically saying two big things: that the Seattle police would work to eliminate excessive use of force and the appearance of bias against people of color. So since then, Judge James Robart has been holding these periodic hearings, like yesterday, to talk about the progress.
And what are the big questions being examined in this hearing?
Well, he basically laid out two big things. First, for the first time, gave an actual timeline for how the city can come out from under this federal consent decree. And he told the city to make its own reform policy. So he outlined what he wants to see there. Namely, he wants to see a lot more citizen oversight of police conduct. He also wants to do away with this group in the SPD called the Disciplinary Review Board. That's a group led by police that disciplines other officers. The second big thing that happened at the hearing was a review on whether any progress has been made on the consent decree.
What about that progress? Did the judge say Seattle Police Department has made any?
Actually, yeah. This might be the most optimistic Judge Robart has been in the past 4 years. He said he applauded SPD for some big improvements, including what they're doing in training. They now have de-escalation training, crisis intervention training. He also noted that the use of force level has gone down in the SPD, but he said there's a lot of work to do in bias-free policing. He actually ended the hearing yesterday by saying Black Lives Matter. That got a lot of attention from the crowd.
You reported yesterday that this federal judge warned the Seattle Police Officers Guild, that's the union representing SPD officers, the judge warned them not to block further progress in reform. What's going on there?
Yeah, so earlier this summer, the Police Officers Guild turned down a contract agreement with the city of Seattle. So the judge brought this up yesterday, and he said if the union tries to resist needed change when it comes to police reform, he's going to take action against the union. He said he won't let the guild, quote, hold the court and the citizens of Seattle hostage when it comes to police reform.
You mentioned one goal of this hearing is to figure out what happens next. What does happen next?
Yep. So like I mentioned, the city will be under this consent decree until they create their own police reform legislation that Robart agrees to. So Seattle's attorney said the city will propose something by Labor Day. Robart said, okay, I'll respond 3 weeks later. And if that goes smoothly, the city council would have the final vote of approval. And then there's another party involved, the Community Police Commission. They plan to work with the city to create this legislation. They're big advocates of having citizen involvement in police oversight. And apparently now Judge James Robart is too, based on yesterday's hearing.
We have a path out, a timeline, and a path out of this federal consent decree. And that's KUOW's Paige Browning filling you in. Paige, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bill.
The Record here on KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information.